We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. It's Toby Altizer. Make sure you enjoy some Wendy's this weekend. Today would be a good day for it. Check out the breakfast Baconator combo. Oh, as soon as they got that Baconator, I do remember when it came out. I was thinking, they should do this for breakfast. You can also have the hot honey chicken biscuit combo, sweet with a kick of heat, some potato wedges. I call Toby my little potato wedge, which I was going to not do, but he seems to have enjoyed it. But now he calls me, he's deciding between his, what do you call me? My hot honey ham, my hot chicken, my hot honey chicken, or my beefy Baconator. How about we just call each other Bart and Toby?
That's too simple. That's lame.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get there then. So I am your hot honey, and you are my
chicken biscuit.
Yeah, my beefy. No, you're my little potato wedge. Just a little guy. People keep sending me this tweet from the Warriors Reddit account. Message for Warriors fans. Wear the shirts. And then it's a picture of Jessica Alba wearing a shirt from a while back. If Jessica Alba can wear the shirts, you can wear the shirts. If you're there, tell those around you to put them on. So people keep sending me that. Dave Chappelle has been to a game. He wore the shirt. I gave up on the shirt thing.
Well, and I saw that...
If the owners are wearing a shirt, screw it. They got to lead by example.
I saw that Steve Kerr was telling fans to show up one time and stuff, too.
Oh, well, yeah. That is interesting. Because they moved... I mean, they never had that problem at Oracle in Oakland. They moved to San Francisco, and suddenly it's... You know, geez. I was reading some people were tweeting that their season tickets for the Bucks. It was always a fun topic. They had a price hike there, so they have to give them out. Look, hey, you want to go to a Bucks game? You don't go to a Bucks game anymore to be a fan. No. It's the new social club in town. It's the place to be. You wear your finest clothes. You go there to be seen. You bring your clients. You're not sitting first eight rows if you don't have clients. If you don't have clients, you're not sitting first eight rows. Are you kidding me? No, man. You got to go there to be seen. Certainly. I wish the Bucks were playing last night. It would have been a nice way to spend a birthday. But they are out, obviously. Now, there was a little hope because the Celtics were, like, dealing with COVID. That they were not going to be able to play, and then the NBA would put the Bucks in. I mean, this is called coping when your team loses in the playoffs. You start to cope a little bit, and that is what we were doing. Brewers are in action, though. Brewers are in action. They've got the Nationals this weekend. If you're at the ballpark, look for Toby. He'll be there all 3 days or just tonight, and then you'll see. Because you always tell me we'll see, but then you always go all the time.
Yeah, tonight for sure. Okay. We'll see about Saturday. Definitely probably not. Definitely not on Sunday.
Okay. Well, Sunday you're going to miss Aaron Sanchez with his 7.94 ERA.
I'm going to miss out on the Willy Adames bobblehead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, your best pitching matchup is probably tonight, Eric Lauer and Eric Fetty. Just because the Nationals pitchers suck. But also of the three guys going this weekend, Lauer, Woodruff, Peralta, Lauer's got the best ERA. Woody's ERA is still in the fives. Freddie had a really nice outing, his last outing. His ERA sits at 3.53. One thing we were talking about yesterday, too, that I'll bring up, because we just touched on it briefly, is, you know, a lot of discussion's been had about Keston Hiura because of his impact in the game the other day. He came back up, had a horrendous play at first, but then he made up for it. He totally redeemed himself with the walk-off home run at the end. And it's, you know, Keston Hiura is a guy that we want to be good. He was, I think, ninth overall back in 2015 or whatever it was. But he was this, you know, lauded prospect, and he was someone that we deemed untouchable because his bat is so good. And his bat is good. But we've never found a place for him on the field. So second base was where he was trying, and, you know, could have been better. First base, they were like, well, we do need a first baseman, and we need him, so let's try him at first. It's just, it doesn't work as well.
Well, he's too short.
Right. DH, now they have the DH, but the Brewers seemingly have that spot occupied with their outfield. I mean, it's either going to be Yelich or McCutchen as your DH.
Well, he just doesn't... If you had his bat playing like it did in 2019, you would find a place for him.
Right.
He just hasn't hit like he did in 2019, so there's no... he needs to force his way into the lineup, and he just has not done that.
So do you see him in the... Like, McCutchen's going to be back tonight, most likely. So is McCutchen back in the lineup?
Absolutely.
And then, but then here is not?
Back on the bench.
I mean, how do you let a guy find it if you can't get on the...
That's the problem. When you are in the situation he's in, you have to be so perfect at the plate. You have to be so hot at the plate that you force yourself into the lineup, that Craig Counsell cannot put you on the bench. At this point, though, who are you taking out of the lineup for Keston Hiura other than a day off?
So then we were trying to figure out what's the best course of action for the Brewers. Like, is the best course of... There's three options, I think. Have him be on the roster. You can play him maybe four games a week in a seven-game week. One start at first, one start at second. Maybe get a DH or two. So that's an option. Because play him every day is not an option. So that's an option. Send him back down. And then, you know, maybe Wong gets hurt, or maybe... Tellez gets hurt. You know, that's an option. It's probably the most likely option. Or do you explore trading Keston Hiura?
I would explore trading him, but the problem is, what team is going to give you a whole lot for him?
Right. And the problem also is, if you go through the Brewers, like, lineup and just what they have and what they don't have, what are you trading for, I think, is a
center
legitimate
field
question.
Center field help. That's the only place I'd look and say there's a bit of an issue.
McCutchen can play there. Tyrone can play there.
Yeah, I don't want McCutchen playing anything other than the corner outfield at this point, because I don't want him expending himself too much. Same thing with Yelich. I don't necessarily want him playing center field. So then you look at other options.
So you don't want Tyrone?
I mean, I'm fine with Tyrone
Isn't
playing
Isn't that
there,
your boy?
I do like Tyrone. He is my boy. But he has
a friend
not,
of the show.
He's not been playing as well as maybe you'd like. When you look at Keston Hiura, though, here's the thing that I think he still is a run producer, even with a really low average. So in 2019, in his 348 plate appearances, he had 19 homers and 49 RBIs and batted .303. Since then, he's had 490 plate appearances, so getting close to what a full season would look like. He's only batted .194, but he still hit 20 homers, and he's had 58 RBIs. So even if he's not going to be a high average guy, he'll still be a run producer. So I think he's someone you can keep around as a guy off the bench. It's just, I don't know if you're going to have many of those bright moments like you had against the Braves the other day. I think those are going to be few and far between. I think it's more just hoping that he can get to a consistent point, but I don't know if he's ever going to get there.
Do you think that the Brewers could trade Keston for
Juan Soto?
Juan Soto?
I think. Keep my wife's name out your mouth!
This is great. We can use that for Terry McLaurin.
You can use one for Juan Soto.
We're going to use that for Bradley Beal coming out.
Yeah, you can use it for Bradley Beal. Trade Chris Middleton for Bradley Beal.
Yeah, the reason we actually want to talk to Toby is because DC can be like the minor leagues for our Wisconsin teams. That's why we want it.
Yeah.
That's why we talk to you. Hey, if you missed the beginning of our show, Toby legitimately broke down the Nationals for 15 minutes. It was incredible.
Yeah, and I said they suck.
Yeah. It basically was so that on a loop. You were saying about Soto?
Not about Soto. He's not coming to Milwaukee.
Even, like, is his agent Boris?
Yes.
Because even he was like, no.
Well, again, this is what it is. That report from Buster Olney said that rival execs who would not be named said that they think he could be moved or they could see. Of course they're saying that they want to get him, but they wouldn't be named. Wouldn't you throw that out there as a storyline so that maybe people get talked? No, it's stupid. It's never happening. With Keston, though, I just don't see a place for him on the current team. But then the other problem is, who are you trading him for? You might have to package him with someone. The guy that I'd love to see come to Milwaukee, I just don't know that it happens, is Cedric Mullins out in Baltimore, come play center field. The problem is he's cheap. That's another small market team with a low payroll. And the reason that you'd want him to come to Milwaukee is years of control and cheap. And that's the same reason that Baltimore is going to keep him, is years of control and cheap. And you'd have to give up probably more than you'd be willing to get a guy like Cedric Mullins. And throwing in a guy like Keston Hira, Milwaukee might view that as the headliner, and I think Baltimore would view that more as a toss-in.
Okay, so if the proposal is Hira and Tyrone Taylor for Cedric Mullins.
They want someone else in there.
Baltimore's saying no.
They want Ethan Small, or they want Aaron Ashby, at least.
Well, maybe you look at trading one of those guys.
I have a hard time trading one of those when that's part of your strength, and you're going to be able to build on that for years to come.
Well, here's a shocker. My thought on the Brewers is what it always is. Try to win a World Series this year, please.
Oh, I agree on that, but I'm not trading one of these pitchers for it.
Like, years ago I said, try to win a World Series, trade anybody. Hira and Burns are untouchable. I've got no untouchables. Like, prospect-wise. Bryce Terang.
On the current roster, who are your untouchables?
I mean, Burns and Woodruff and...
Yeah, I mean, okay, outside of the pitching staff, like hitters. Luis Urias, Willy Adames?
Yeah, I'm not trading those guys.
I think that's about it.
Now, if you trade one of those guys, though, and get better...
I'm not trading Urias.
I mean, I'll trade Yelich and Kane for Cedric Mullins. What if we gave him... If we gave him Yelich, Kane, Tyrone, and Keston for Cedric Mullins and Trey Mancini.
Baltimore would say no, yeah. I feel like.
Some of the guys that
Although
maybe,
that might improve the Brewers.
Yeah, would improve the Some of the guys that would be available, John Heyman had an article, I'll just throw some names
at
you.
He said 20 people that would be available and named 19.
He did?
Yeah. See if you can find number 11 for me.
Oh, I found it. It's in there. Ian Happ.
Oh, is it? It looked like it was hidden. Maybe it was
he might have
gone back and fixed it.
He might have had to edit that. Funny though. Let's see. I'll throw out some names at you. But what are the Brewers? So center field, you think they need to trade for? Or
that's where they could
improve?
I think that's the only real hole at this point.
Telez is your first baseman.
Yep.
Wong's your second baseman. Let's do this. Adames is your shortstop. Urias is playing third. We're fine with him. The outfield, you got McCutcheon and Yelich and Renfro's going to be, I mean, he's already been good.
Yeah.
He started off very slow. We're like, what is this? Now he's hitting bombs and he's sacrificing himself out in right field. Renfro, you're a keeper. Catcher?
I'm fine with Narvaez and Caratini.
I don't think you're not trading for a starting pitcher. You've got enough.
No, you don't need a starting pitcher. The only thing, if you're trading for pitching, would be a middle relief guy.
Yeah, maybe a guy even that can challenge Williams as the eighth inning guy.
Yeah, that's about it.
But you got Box, Williams, and Hader.
Yeah, even if it's just a guy to not do Williams, but even if it's Box in the seventh, whatever.
You can always trade for a better reliever.
Yeah, but they already have they don't need any pitching.
Yeah, but you're not at a point where you're going to give away like a guy that's close, like a Terang or a Small or Frelick or Mitchell, any of these guys. You're not going to give that away for a guy that, like a Craig Kimbrel last year, you know, how the White Sox traded for him. You're not doing that. Starting pitching, I'll just throw out some of the names, I guess non-pitching. Xander Bogaerts? What do we have?
He'll cost a lot.
And, yeah, what are we going to give him? So, we don't need it. JD Martinez.
That'd be an interesting one.
For what?
Well, he'd be a DH, and he probably wouldn't cost a lot because he's old.
Nelson Cruz.
He's been awful, but the problem with trading for a guy like Martinez or Cruz is you have a guy who's your designated DH at this point, pretty much, and that's Andrew McCutchen. Occasionally, he'll play the outfield. You know who's never playing the outfield? JD Martinez or Nelson Cruz.
Yeah, so that kind of takes a lot of guys off this list. Wilson Contreras, would Brewers fans welcome him?
Well, and he can play a little bit in the outfield as well.
I would welcome him.
He'd be good, but I don't know that you're trading for a catcher at this point.
Well, you have Narvaez. Narvaez is a keeper. Is Caratini a keeper?
He's your backup catcher. It's not like he has to play every day.
I don't think Pedro Severino's coming back.
Well, are you trading prospects for a guy who's a rental as a backup catcher?
I just want to win the World Series. I do not care. Trade our top 30 prospects for Juan Soto, honestly. I don't care.
It's not happening.
I don't care. One name that's interesting, and we tried to dispel this yesterday, is Andrew Benintendi, because there was an article that Ken Rosenthal wrote where he said Andrew Benintendi, outfielder for the Royals, Rosenthal said, a team like the Mets or Brewers could use a guy like that. Brewers linked to Benintendi. Guys, come on. I'm just on this crusade to make Twitter a better place.
Well, good luck.
I'm like trying to be Elon Musk without the stock manipulation.
You're trying to be Elon Musk with having no actual control.
Yeah, I'm going after at My Sports Update now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, this guy sucks. Just copies. He copies tweets. And then I was copying his tweets, and he blocked me. Classic. So with the trade market, it's very interesting because this is with the Brewers, we talk about it. Where can the team get better? But do the pieces that we have to trade match the areas where we could improve? And what are our areas to improve?
I would generally say no. But the reason that I think they can, look at what the Cubs got for some of the guys they traded last year. What did they get for Chris Bryant? Name me one player they got for him.
Oh.
How about Anthony Rizzo?
Hold on. Who was that guy? It was like Patrick Vandemanda or something.
Pete Crow Armstrong or
yeah,
something?
Yeah. That was close.
Anthony Rizzo, what did they get for him? The guy they got the most for, I thought, was Craig Kimbrell. And they got Nick Madrigal. They're not... When you trade for a hitter at the deadline, I think sometimes we think they get a little, we think of the price as a little too high when we're thinking about it right now. I think the Brewers could trade for a bat at the deadline and maybe not have to give up as much as you think. With some of these names on the list, a guy like a Benintendi, a guy like an Ian Happ. I don't know that you'd see the Cubs helping out the Brewers, but then again, what does it matter if the Brewers do anything? The Cubs aren't doing anything. Brian Reynolds in Pittsburgh. Trey Mancini can play first, and he can be a platoon guy, but he can also play in the corner outfields. Josh Bell's another one. You'll see him this weekend. I mean, there's some guys out there that maybe the Brewers could acquire at the deadline. It might not cost as much as you'd think because it's a bat at the deadline that's a rental. Because the Cubs didn't get a whole lot for their guys.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know where things match, so we'll try to find that out, obviously, throughout the next couple of weeks. Brewers have the Nationals this weekend. Catch the postgame show with Tim Allen after every game, the Gene Wagner Plumbing postgame show, presented by Jim Dandy's, 1250 AM, The Fan. Scrub is something that you need when your car is so dirty. The car needs clean, but you can't afford because you are all broke. But no, you don't gotta spend that much money, and it won't take up much of your time. Yes, there's locations all over, and the deal is sublime. I'm talking about Scrub-A-Dub, a Scrub-A-Dub deal, unlimited, $13 a month. Hanging out the passenger side of my best friend's ride, going through the 90th time. Talking about Scrub-A-Dub, a Scrub-A-Dub deal, unlimited, $13. $15 a month, hanging out the passenger side of my best friend's ride, going through the 90th time, talking about Scrub-a-Dub, the Scrub-a-Dub deal, unlimited $13 a month. Can't beat that deal. Sign up today at scrubadub.biz.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, when you get an ability to take a step back and see it more from a big picture aspect, it's kind of cool because you get to watch other positions coach. You get to see things from different angles that you really didn't get to see before because I was so busy coaching the offensive line. So it's been fun just working with other positions, sitting in position meetings of other coaches and listening to them go. So it's been really beneficial for me. Just from a holistic standpoint of the offense.
That is Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich. Stenny! Steno! Big Sten! He is now the offensive coordinator, getting the promotion from being the offensive line coach. Just kind of some interesting tidbits with the schedule. Been looking at what teams have to do and where some benefits are. Packers, of course, at the end of the season, three of the last four at home, which is really nice. There was a while where the NFL was almost saying, we don't want to give the Packers too many games at Lambeau at home in December. It's kind of a advantage for them. Well, that kind of went away once they saw that we can't win at home in the playoffs. So now they're like, all right, they have three of the last four. Play at Lambeau in December and January. Doesn't impact you in any way. You can't win. 12 of the 17 games. Here's what I'm saying. I'm talking now to people that do not live in Wisconsin, that are maybe on the Odyssey app, that don't have access to every game. I almost think you don't need to buy Sunday ticket this year. You could buy Sunday ticket, because that's how a lot of people stay connected with the games. You buy Sunday ticket if you have DirecTV. Sunday ticket is so much money. I bought it last year. There was one year I went without it. One year I got it free. Maybe I'll call and try to get it free again. Because some cable packages, you can buy the NFL Red Zone channel with Scott Hansen, and it's $5. Just add the sports pack for $5. Ah, cool. But DirecTV, if I want to just see Red Zone channel, I have to buy Sunday ticket. And then buy Sunday Ticket Max. And Sunday Ticket's $300. And then Sunday Ticket Max is $400. So it's an extra $100 to get a channel after paying. I got to pay $400 for a channel that other people can pay $5 for. I think on my phone I can get it on my phone, but you can't put it from your phone to the TV. And it's $5 a month. I think I could do it that way through my phone, but I don't know that I can still do that. And it's on my phone. I want it on my TV. I mean, is that so wrong? I'd rather watch it on, 50 inches than two. I want it on my TV. But if you're like out of market, Packers start the season. These Fox games, these 325 games, they're the national game of the week, where for the most part, you will get them throughout the entirety of the country. Now, if you're like in Florida and it's Packers, Minnesota, and maybe the Dolphins play at that time, well, then you're probably going to get the Dolphins. So you might still need to chase down Sunday ticket. But there's going to be so many opportunities for you if you don't live in Wisconsin to still watch these games. They go 325 window, then NBC Sunday night, 325 window the next two games with Tampa and New York. Then they go overseas and play the Giants, so you can get that on NFL Network. The first game that might be an issue for you is when they play the Jets and then when they play the Commanders the next week. There's a stretch where they have three of the four games at noon. They only have, five noon games this year, tentatively, but one's on Christmas. You'll be able to watch that game. You'll be able to watch the Monday night games. You'll be able to watch. There's a Thursday night game. I was reading this where they were trying to kick out the schedule because Amazon, the Prime Video schedule, the Thursday night schedule, doesn't suck. It's a legit, Thursday night football, you're always like, oh, I mean, these games are terrible. But they've tried to make it better. And Packers and Titans is the Thursday night game. the schedule computer 92% of the time was kicking out Packers versus Jets. But they're really trying to give Amazon's giving you a bunch of money to broadcast these games. And so they wanted a legitimately decent matchup. And Packers, Tennessee, I mean, these were the number one seeds in both conferences last year. Hashtag people forget. So that game's on Thursday night. It's just you got to go through a lot of hoops, though, otherwise to watch these games. It's, you know, even though you might not need Sunday ticket, you do need cable if you want to watch the game on NFL Network. You do need Prime Video if you're going to watch the game on Tennessee with the Titans. It's just there's a lot of the games are broadcast, but now we're getting to you got to go find them. Like baseball, there's games on Apple TV now. There's games on Peacock. The Brewer game was on YouTube a while ago. It's just a little harder to try to find all these games. You can find them, but you got to work a little bit harder for it. Some notes on Monday Night Football. Apparently, starting next year, there's going to be more doubleheaders at the end of the season, and you can flex out Monday Night Football games. I'm not a fan of that. I don't like that you're going to flex. If you're going to flex a game Sunday from noon to 7:20, that's a big difference from flexing a game noon on Sunday to Monday night. And I say that as somebody, we go to road games, and it sounds like we're going to Buffalo, our little group, of which I don't even know if I like half the people in this group. There's one guy in the group, Toby, that, because for like 15 years, I would organize this trip. But now one guy doesn't like me anymore. Because remember when I told people to wear a mask? Well, he took an objection to that. So now he asks other people if we're going on a trip. And he won't even. So I'm going to go on this trip with him and he's going to what? Not talk to me? I mean, the dude hates me. It's so stupid. So I'm going on this trip with my friends and I'm going to ignore people. It's so stupid. But we're going to go to Buffalo, it sounds like. Well, what if we had a trip planned for a Sunday afternoon and then all of a sudden it's on a Monday night? That ruins the whole trip because my plan is I'm going to leave Monday morning. I want to be home.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
So I don't like the Monday night flexing, which they might do. I don't know if Greg Olsen's going to be a fan of this. That was the big news yesterday with TV is that Kevin Burkhardt is the number one guy for Fox. And then Greg Olsen will be the number one guy with them this year, and he will call the Super Bowl. Fox is the Super Bowl two of the next 3 years. Now, they've signed Tom Brady to this massive deal that as soon as Tom Brady is done, he will be the number one guy in the booth with Kevin Burkhardt at Fox. So now Greg Olsen gets to be the number one guy, gets to call a Super Bowl that Tom Brady might be in.
Well, what if Tom Brady loses in the NFC Championship and decides to hang it up and calls a Super Bowl?
Yeah, the deal is whenever he wants. Whenever he wants, he's on the number one on Fox. I wonder if they'll go with a Brady, Olsen, Burkhardt crew. You can't give the guy the number one and then, like, hey, keep the seat warm, go
sure
away.
Sure you can. It's Tom Brady.
But is Tom Brady even good?
Tom Brady's going to be good.
Is he going to be good at this?
Yes, he is. If Tony Romo was good, at least at the start, Tom Brady's going to be great.
I saw a headline that read, Jim Nantz says key to good chemistry with Tony Romo is eye contact.
No, key to...
I did not read that article.
Key to good chemistry with Tony Romo is me being paid five times more than Tony Romo.
Yeah. Key to good chemistry is when I take a week off to call the Masters in October that one year, Tony Romo cannot work because I do not want him with another partner.
Key to good chemistry is ignoring every time he goes, I don't know, Jim, it's getting interesting.
I don't know, Jim. There's a lot of excitement, I think, about the Packers. We talked earlier this week about when David Carr said he doesn't see them winning eight games. I think that was stupid. That was just a way for us to talk about David Carr. I'm really excited, too, to see Aaron Jones operate. Earlier this week, we talked about the defense, but I'm excited to see Aaron Jones. I saw a report out of Minnesota that Delvin Cook is running a lot of wide receiver routes as if they need another wide receiver. But Alexander Mattison's a pretty good running back there too. So if you're going to use Delvin Cook as a wide receiver when you have wide receivers, I want to see Aaron Jones primarily operate as a wide receiver a little more too. I want to see Aaron Jones be the focal point of this offense because I do think he is your most talented and best player. And then it does open up space for A.J. Dillon. I think that right now there's a lot of reason to be excited. Christian Watson, we're going to see more of him. Packers have their OTAs coming up next week. Rodgers not expected to be there. You would like him to. I mean, get some chemistry with these guys, but, you know, it's Rodgers' world. We're just living in it. 414-799-1250. What's up, Randy?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got I was just thinking about that with the Brady Olsen and Burke. What, I forgot his name now already.
Kevin Burkhart.
Burkhart. You could use their last name initials and call them the Bob Crew on Fox.
And it's calls like this, which is why we keep the phone lines open, Randy.
The Bob Crew. I don't know.
That is great.
So we'll see what happens.
All right, thanks, Randy.
Later. Bye.
See ya.
The Bob Crew, man. I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
I think Greg Olson's been good. I think Burkhart's really good.
Yeah, but Greg, what if Greg Olsen's like really good? You're not going to kick Brady out for that.
No, I mean, I do like when there's more than just the two at times.
Did you see what TNT did? They have Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller, and then Stan Van Gundy joined them.
Ugh.
So both crews, because ESPN is the... ESPN is the West and TNT is the East. Both crews have a Van Gundy in the broadcast. The broadcast team. It's pretty funny. 414-799-1250. The Bob Crew on Fox.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, I did not hit a lot of good iron shots. I drove it well, but my iron shots were not very good. I didn't get the ball very close. I got off to a great start and didn't keep it going, and I really didn't give myself any looks for birdie. You know, I was struggling trying to get the ball on the green, and I missed quite a few iron shots both ways. So it was a frustrating day.
It's Tiger Woods. Started off decent in the PGA Championship. Where's the hype level for the PGA Championship? Do you think? You think people are into it?
Not as much. I think they are more so than usual because it's the it's Tiger Woods in it, and it's the second major. When it was the fourth major of the year, I already kind of view it as the lowest major. Like, I just didn't, like, it almost didn't matter.
So it's Masters in April, PGA Now in May.
Yep. And then, I believe, Open Championship next month, and U.S. Open, I think.
I don't like the British.
I love the Open Championship.
Oh, there's so much I hate about it. One, you're not supposed to call it the British. It's the Open Championship, but then there's the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And I don't like that there's a tennis U.S. Open, too.
But the U.S. Open is always played in the United States.
Yeah, but then it's like the U.S. Open is today. Tennis? Golf? So if you call it the U.S. Open, call it the British Open.
But it's not always played in Britain.
Where's it played? U.K.?
Britain? I don't know.
Ireland?
This year it's being played at St. Andrews, so Scotland.
Scotland? The Britain, U.K.?
I don't know. I don't even know that. Does this make me sound stupid? I don't know the difference between the U.K. and England.
No, it's hard. I don't think that. Okay, I am going to try to do this. The England is the country. All right? Because what's the other one? What's the other one? It's UK, Britain. Britain. Great Britain.
Yeah, Great Britain.
Okay. England is the country.
Yeah.
Great Britain is the island.
Okay.
And I have to fact check this.
Great Britain would include Scotland.
Is Scotland on the same island with Wales?
I think so.
And then the United Kingdom. Well, now I got confused because Ireland's not a part of it, right?
Well, like, there's an English flag, but there's also, like, a British flag, the Union Jack or whatever. What's the difference?
Okay. What is...
We should probably know this because the guy leading the PGA Championship is from Northern Ireland.
Okay.
Rory.
Great. Okay. England is the country. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great Britain is... Well, I was right. I was right. England, Scotland, and Wales is Great Britain. And then the United Kingdom includes Ireland? No. The United Kingdom then includes Northern Ireland and the British Isles. No.
Okay, here we go. This is from historicuk.com. The UK is a sovereign state that includes England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. So the UK is like all the countries. Great Britain is the island.
Yep.
It is an island situated off the northwest coast of Europe. And then England is
England.
A country.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. I got it. I was right.
Well done.
Well, I got a little confused with Great Britain. No, with the United Kingdom because Ireland threw me off.
So then, I guess that the British Open wouldn't matter.
Yeah, if the British Open is played in Scotland, Wales, or Northern Ireland, or England, it's still Britain. It's called the British Open.
So anyways, your PGA Championship update. Justin Thomas is on the course right now.
Which is in Oklahoma.
Yeah, he's one under.
What is Oklahoma?
Yeah, is that just Texas?
There's a panhandle. What's Oklahoma City?
Justin Thomas is one under on the day. He's one off the lead now. I think you'll see the guys that had the early wave yesterday and the afternoon wave are going to get the best conditions because the wind is blowing very hard out there right now. Looks like it'll calm down a little bit for that wave. Otherwise, other guys on the golf course, Ricky Fowler is at even par. Some other guys, let's see, Scottie Scheffler, your boy. He's at one over, even par on the day. He's only through a couple holes. John Rahm and those guys are in that group as well. Nothing too interesting has happened so far yet today. Tiger tees off. What time does Tiger tee off? He tees off at 1:36 local time. So if you want to watch Tiger, you should be able to watch most of his round today.
And this course is a disaster. You showed me earlier some guy was trying to shoot off a drain.
Well, that's not a disaster. That was his fault.
Well, why is there a drain sitting there?
That's how golf courses work, man.
But nobody ever shoots off a drain at the Masters.
Well, because, Augusta's totally different from every other course.
Oh, yeah.
That's like its own standard. Mm. But they do a good job of hiding those things where people aren't supposed to hit it generally.
Remember when foot golf was popular for a summer, and then I'd go golfing and I would hit it into the foot golf thing? And be like, well,
oh, hole in one.
Yeah, I guess. Have you gone golfing yet? I don't have the itch for it at all.
Have I gone golfing yet?
Well, I know you won your golf league, right?
Yeah, I've gone golfing like 5 times already.
Toby, I don't know, man.
When I took off for those couple days, I went and played 54 holes of golf.
Oh, geez.
In one day.
Oh, I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah. Don't ask stupid questions.
54 holes in a day?
Yeah.
I haven't done that since college.
We did the links course. We went up to Lasonia. We did the links course in the morning. Then we did a round at the Woodlands, and then we played a scramble as a group back on the links.
Were you, like, exhausted?
Yeah. But it was fun.
Yeah, I always die around, like, you know, because you don't want to just golf 9 ever. You want to golf 18.
Yeah.
But I always die around 12.
Unless we're walking. And then I have to walk just 9.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't even hit balls or anything yet. I haven't done anything. I haven't even, Toby, get this. I haven't even gone mini golfing yet.
That's one for sure that we could beat Rami and Sam at.
Mini golf?
Well, mini golf and actual golf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I gotta get out. I used to, a couple summers ago, I was so into it that I was, my clubs are always in the car guy.
Yeah, that's me.
Just in case.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm driving home. Hey, I'm driving home and, oh man, there's a golf course. I'm gonna pull over and golf.
Well, you know how you have the bad habit of texting and driving or watching stuff and driving? Last night I was driving home checking tee times and driving. Not to play yesterday, but to play either today or Saturday.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're going to play and then go to a Brewer game?
Yeah, why not?
What a day, Toby.
I used to do that when I would intern. I would go, there's like a beat up 9-hole course 2 minutes from Miller Park.
Which one?
I don't even know what it's called.
There's a beat up 9-hole course 2 minutes from American Family Field.
Who cares? But I would go over there, play 9 holes, and then go over and cover the game.
Wow. For a while, I was driving up to Mequon to play this awful par 3. I mean, and then I didn't know that they had carts because I didn't know that they had carts to walk. So I was carrying my bag the whole way. It was even worse. And on a par 3, I was shooting like 6. Because all I can drive and putt. But I can't do anything else. I can't use the regular clubs.
You can't hit irons.
Yeah, I can only use a driver. But it's got to be off a tee. I can't hit woods off the ground at all. So I either need a tee or I need to putt. I'm so bad.
My big specialty is being able to hit it to the middle of nowhere and still get a decent score. Because I do tend to hit it to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm so bad. Corey says, how can anyone play 54 in a day by hole 14? I'm usually trashed. Okay, if you're drinking. That's my problem is, you know, I can't golf without a beer in the hand. But then also, man, 54 in a day, I don't know, like, I can physically do it.
Yeah, I mean, it gets exhausting.
And then the way I play golf, like, I do play 54 every time I play 18 because I drop 2 balls with every shot and just hack out there big time. Scooter had another question. He says, are all the concessions at AmFam contactless payment now?
I think they are.
Yeah, you can't use cash at the ballpark. They have kiosks there. If you haven't been there yet, they have kiosks where you have to, if you have cash, you have to essentially buy a credit card or like a gift card, which I think you can still use other places. So you're not like putting $50 in cash, buying one brat, and then you have $49 left over. I think you still can use it elsewhere. But yeah, there's no cash. You can't use any cash. So that's why when you put in the, I was talking about this earlier, you put in the card and it says how much do you want to tip, 10%, 20, 15, or other.
Other as in zero.
Yeah, and if you want to tip zero, you have to put, and I'm all about, like, I'm all, like, you should tip, okay? We are in a society where it's on us to pay employees somehow, and I'm fine with tipping, and I try to tip very well when people do things for me. But turning around, grabbing a brat and giving it to me is not
Yeah, I'm sorry, there's certain things I don't tip for. Do you tip when you get something at like a sub shop?
See, they make the sub for you, so you almost should tip them, but that's also like that's what they do.
Like their job.
Yeah. Tipping should be going above and
like,
beyond.
Like, do you give me a tip when I book a guest?
Are you saying, is that why you haven't?
Yeah, that's why I don't book any guests.
Is that why you haven't booked a guest?
No, I'm just saying, like, do you tip me for booking a guest? Because that's my job.
No.
I don't do my job very well, but.
When I worked at a grocery store, I would.
Do you tip me when I put up the podcast?
No.
All right, I'm going to stop putting the podcast.
Well, no, the listeners should tip you.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's just part of the job. It's different if, like, you're a waiter and you have to go above and beyond and do all these extra things. I get that that's your job, but...
Well, we tip waiters because they make $2.30 an hour.
Well, yeah, and that's also part of, like, the understood. But when you go to a sub shop and they make you a sub in front of you and then they hand it to you and you want to tip... No, I don't want a tip. That's what they get paid to do. What else are they doing in the back?
When I worked at a grocery store, we had parcel pickup. I mean, I was in high school. And so it was basically like, now people just bring groceries to your car. Do you tip that person? No. Do you? If you order groceries online and they bring it to your car, do you tip that person?
No, but if you get it delivered, you would.
Yeah. So what I would do is they could say, parcel pickup, where they would drive into this area, and then we would load the groceries for them. And they were very explicit. They said, no tips. We cannot be tipped. And I remember one lady, like, fought with me to give me a $5 bill. And to be in a position where you have to turn away money that is weird and dumb. Now I'm realizing that
You go, that's a really terrible position for everyone else as I take all the money.
I'm realizing I got scammed. Because here's what happened. Because then my boss said, if they insist and you take the money, you have to give it to me.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought it was going to the grocery store. No. This person's just pocketing all my money. Oh, my God. What a eureka moment I'm having. Terrible.
And it's only an American thing to tip.
Oh, yeah. Go anywhere else and they get mad at you for tipping.
We went to Australia and they loved it when Americans would come into a restaurant because you'd leave a tip because that's what you do. But then they actually get paid a reasonable wage.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a waiter. So for a while, my... salary was $2.35 an hour because you get tipped. Well, that is disgusting, man. But then I had to take a seminar for an hour, so I had to clock out of my $2.35 wage, and then for the seminar they paid us $6.50 an hour or whatever the minimum wage was. Yeah, I think it was only like $6.50.
Yeah, I don't want to seem like a jerk with all this, with tipping and stuff, but I feel like certain things are, like, expected with the job, and certain things are, like, above and beyond. If you're going above and beyond, I'll leave you a tip. I think the other thing that I hate that I have to look at the actual number on the transaction device or whatever, you know, with the credit card. It's so much easier, like, if you just, like, shake someone's hand and leave a 5 in it.
Mm, yeah. Like, Almost you feel criminal or dirty. Here you go. Good job.
Yeah, I mean, like, leaving a tip, like, as cash is, like, cool. And, like, oh, I see.
Well, you should leave a tip as cash because then they don't have to claim it.
Yeah, exactly.
If I have cash, I'll try to tip. Because then when you leave a tip, it's, oh, man, what a weird system that we just all agree is okay.
Yeah, let's never pay our employees. But can you please pay them for us, please?
And we're like... Okay, I'm sure. Dale is in Milwaukee. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about your tipping deal. I got a question. Should you guys tip us for listening to your program and keeping you on the air?
How much do you want? I mean, yes. God, yes. Dale.
How much do I want?
Yeah.
Yeah, a tank of gas.
tank of gas.
Wow, that's getting a little bit too much there.
Have you seen gas prices these days?
I'm an Uber driver. I've seen Bart these prices these days. Believe me, they're ridiculous.
Oh my God! So you want me to keep listening? I have to pay you a tank of gas.
Yeah.
Deal.
Deal?
Yeah. Send me your Venmo.
Send me your Venmo? You know, I'm an old man. I don't have Venmo.
Oh, well, then I can't pay you.
Well, if I get Venmo, can I call you back? Can you send me money for gas?
Now I feel like, how do I get out of this conversation?
You know, you can say, hey, Bart, this Uber driver that talked to you in the past, you're a great man to listen to. I just wanted to give you a little hell this morning because you were talking about tipping.
Well, how are you doing, man? I mean, is Uber jacking up prices to keep up with the gas, or are you screwed?
They give us extra 55 cents a trip.
Oh, well, look at that.
Look at that. So we're still getting basically screwed because gas is like $4.50 a gallon. We're losing money, but we still do it. You know why? Because I love people. And Milwaukee is the greatest city in the world. And I've been around the world twice. I should know this.
Yeah, Dale. There you go. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome, man. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
You know what? That inspired me. I'm no longer tipping people outside of the city of Milwaukee. But inside Milwaukee, 20%, baby.
Yeah. 100%. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drive around and just throw money out of my car.
And then go pick it up because you're so poor you need it.
Yeah, and then I go pick it up again. One summer I tried tipping in just advice. That was terrible.
What kind of advice were you giving people?
I'd write like, hey, keep following your dream. Shoot for the stars. You know where it says tip? I would write that really small.
As they're working as a waiter somewhere.
Yeah.
Keep following your dreams, man. You're doing great.
Then I got tired of writing, so I would take like the things you get in fortune cookies and just tape it on the receipt.
You have bright things coming in your future.
Yeah. No money, but bright things coming. We can talk to Ryan Horvath next hour, 414-799-1250. I'm Bart, that's Toby here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.